So you mentioned too foods, and I'm curious if you can recall what sorts of foods were you ate as a young person growing up.
Well, I would say not very healthy, very kind of waspy, overcooked food is how I would describe it. My mother used to take us up to, it was a fish and chip place on Hastings Street called the Tender Fry. And of course, they had delicious deep fried fish and chips, and that was really
Was
good.
that quite a novelty, deep fried?
No, it wasn't. It wasn't, but I'm just saying, not so healthy when you think back. I used to love going into the 5 and 10 cent store because they all had little lunch counters, and you could have a sandwich and a glass of milk. And so, quite often, when my mother would go shopping up on Hastings Street, because of course you tended to shop in your neighborhood, we would always go in there and have an egg salad sandwich. And yeah, so very fond memories of doing stuff like that with my mom. Yeah.
Little candy stores, were they
You know, I don't remember specifically any candy stores, but of course, all the little corner stores that were frequently run by Chinese people, they used to have a ton of candies around. When I think back, though, I mean, they had things like licorice cigars, like just what you want your kid to be doing, with a big black licorice stogie in their mouth, or little sugar cigarette candies. Or, oh, what else? Cracker Jack box with the toy inside. But these were little inexpensive treats that, yeah, we would
I was
get.
thinking today, fast food restaurants are everywhere, and young
Yeah.
people are so often hanging out at a fast food restaurant, but there was that sort of opportunity wasn't there.
No, the first McDonald's that I remember sort of in the Hastings area was at Alpha and Hastings. And it just closed, I guess, about 5 years ago. There's now an apartment complex there. But again, that was in about, I think, 1965. And so, no, I think we were very lucky that at a young age we weren't, exposed to a lot of this fast food. And we didn't really hang out at McDonald's. I think they would have run us off. And trust me, we would have left. No cheeky lip to anybody. If they said, get off the property, we'd have been gone for sure.
So most of your meals are at home, and you brought
Yes.
lunches from home all the time.
Yes. Oh, yeah. There, well, for example, in Rosser Avenue School, there was no cafeteria. Yeah, you had to bring your lunch from home. And yeah, jelly peanut and butter was grade one. I think honey and banana was in grade two. I was one of these kids that for a year it was always the same. And each year I sort of morphed into something else for the year.
Great. Well, what else can we look at here? Involved in any sorts of arts events? Is that
I was
no?
not, no. About the only things that I did as a kid, aside from running around the neighborhood, I did take tap dancing, but of course that was at Evelyn Ward in Vancouver. Yeah.
How common was it, do you think, for kids to take a dance lesson? Were
T
you
take tap dancing. In
a lot of your
the,
friends do it as well, or?
not an awful lot, but of course in the 40s. Well, in the 30s, especially with Shirley Temple, everybody wanted the new Shirley Temple that would go to Hollywood and make $1 million. So when I was taking tap dancing lessons, it was kind of, I would say a little bit, it was waning. But Evelyn Ward was, of course, a very a fairly famous dance teacher at the time. But as I say, that again, we were crossing the boundary and going into Vancouver for that. But, what else did I do? Well, again, skating, but because there were no skating rinks in Burnaby that were in close proximity, as a matter of fact, I don't even know. I don't even know if there was one in North Burnaby. So again, we were going down to the Forum on Saturday afternoon. We'd walk down there and we'd walk back.
How about sort of fad activities that might have popped up? Or hula hoops, I
Hula
would,
hoop. Oh yes. Oh, we all had our hula hoops. Absolutely. Yeah.
And maybe a yo-yo craze, was
And
there?
yo-yos and bolo bats. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because I guess plastic was probably something of a novelty as well.
Yeah. It actually was. It actually was. And you know, that's the other thing, like I say, it just was a simpler time, and I think that the kids that I grew up with, I had lower expectations because that was the economic reality in a lot of our families. My mother, she quit working when she got married in 1929 because that's what ladies did. She worked at the Van Loo cigar factory down in Yale Town. Yes, but when she got married, that was it. She quit. So, anyways, where was I going with this? I'm having a senior's moment.
Working
Oh yeah, lower
lower
expectations. Yeah.
expectations.
So quite often at Christmas, you'd get a recycled toy. Your dad would take the bicycle down into the basement, repaint it, and it would be up under the Christmas tree. And you thought you had gotten something new and wonderful and improved, and that sort of thing was very, very common.
And were expectations for products to last longer also
Yes.
high? That
Oh,
you'd expect the bike to
absolutely.
be recyclable,
Oh,
reusable.
absolutely. You know, you got the one. Well, I'm even too old for Barbie dolls, but you got the one doll, and yeah, basically that doll, that one doll, was expected to that was going to be the doll for childhood, and you know, you didn't have your 10 Barbie dolls. So I think we, like as I say, I can't help but saying we were so lucky to have grown up in that place at that time.
I wonder if you had any, because you went into Vancouver, any sort of comparisons in your mind. Do you think that the same thing pretty well was going on the Vancouver side as compared to the Burnaby side of the border?
I think so. I really think of North Vancouver, North Burnaby right now as being quite an affluent area. When I was growing up, I would say it was an extension of East Vancouver, and they were both very blue-collar areas. So they were very, very similar at the time. I think now, East Vancouver, where I live now, it is sort of doing a catch-up to North Burnaby, but I still think now North Burnaby is a little more toney than anything in East Vancouver.
I was wondering what other sorts of fads of the era might have come along. I was going to mention Barbies, but you say that wasn't.
I was too old.
You're too old.
Too old,
I thought you
yep.
were never too old to have a Barbie.
Well, they came out at about 1960, so I was 12, and I'm sure if somebody had given me one at 12, I still would have played with it. Because, you know, when I think back and I compare myself to kids I see now, I've got a little 14-year-old who lives next door to me, and she's about a head taller than me, and she looks like she's about 20. And you know, the kids I grew up with, very few of them were sophisticated and so mature. So yeah, but yeah, it was a very simple life, and it was a very happy childhood. And when I think back, I know compared to what people have today, we didn't have that much, but we were happy, we were well fed, we had clothes on our backs, and yeah, it was a very happy childhood.
And you seem to feel safe as well, and
Yes,
parents seem to let you
absolutely.
run off for the day.
Yes,
Weren't too terribly worried about that.
absolutely, absolutely.
Great. Well, I'll let you have the last word if you if there was a memory which we haven't picked up on that you'd like to share.
Oh,
There's
let me think. I think that I pretty much said everything that I can. Yeah, it was a wonderful place to grow up. I think that would just be my parting shot. And nobody wants to grow old, but like I say, I am quite happy that that is where I grew up and how I grew up. And it from my point of view, quite a simple. It was a simple life and a simple time, but wonderful place to grow up.
Great. Well, I'm glad you feel that way.
Yeah.
So, Georgina, thank you very much for coming in and
Oh,
sharing your
you're
memories with
quite
us.
welcome. You're quite welcome.